在好多年前呢、啊，在小弟居住的台湾，出了一部纪录片。
So many years ago, in Taiwan, they made a documentary.
那一部纪录片呢、啊，本来成本也不多，拍摄了很久。
And they have spent not a much budget on it, and they filmed it for a long period of time.
是默默无闻的人拍摄的小成本，也不是电影纪录片。
And it's just a small documentary, filmed by someone who's unknown.
但是后来变得全台湾大家都知道。
However, later on, it became a famous documentary that everyone in Taiwan knew about.
那部纪录片的名称叫做《看见台湾》。
And that documentary is titled "To See Taiwan."
它用很特殊从空中的拍摄手法。
So they use a very special effect which take the picture from on high.
去照了台湾那边的山。川海地
，and they took pictures of the mountain, the rivers, the sea, and the land in Taiwan.
那为什么变得很有名呢
？And why would this documentary become very famous?
因为原来大家在看的啊，都是在平地看的角度。
Because everyone have always looked at it from the eye level on the ground.
可是他从不同的角度看到了台湾那一片土地。
But from a bird's eye view, when someone able to see how Taiwan looks like.
不只看到了那块土地的美丽。
Not only they can see how beautiful the land was.
看到另外的风貌。
And also see the different character of the land.
也看到了那个土地上正在发生的重大问题。
However, they also see the great problem that's currently happening on the land.
比如烂垦啊，土石流啊，这些啊。
There are ditches and also landslides.
好了，小弟不是要讲这一部纪录片。
But I'm not talking about this documentary today.
今天上午两堂的这个主题是看见耶稣。
So this morning the topic for the two session is to see Jesus.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，你到这里来，你要看见什么
？So brothers and sisters, what you wish to see when you come here?
来听讲道吗？
Is it just to listen to sermon?
讲到 online YouTube 就有了。
If you simply want to listen, you can listen from YouTube.
来看圣经。
Are you here to read the Bible?
家里面一本不够，你可以买十二本。
If you have not one, but you can have 12, have kept at home.
来看这些亲爱的弟兄姐妹吗
？Are you here to see our brothers and sisters?
这是对的，这更好。
It is indeed true. This is good.
那你还要来看见什么
？But what else should you come and see?
如果你的心态正确的话，你应该是想常常来到教会看到耶稣才对。
If you have correct motive, you should want to see Jesus all the time when you come to church.
你今天走进这个会堂的时候，你有期待看见耶稣吗
？Today, as you step into the church, are you hoping to see Jesus today?
不管过去你信了十年或已经八十年了
，Doesn't matter if you have already believed for 10 or 80 years.
你看见的耶稣是什么样子呢
？So when what did you see in Jesus?
你看见了圣经，这个耶稣在你心里面，在你脑里面是什么样子呢
？When you read the Bible, how does the image of Christ form in your mind and your heart?
我们常常注意到耶稣看见的世界跟众人。
We often see the world and the people that Jesus saw.
这个写在新约圣经的四福音书里面。
Because it's recorded in the four gospel books in the Bible.
但是我们也注意到，这圣经里面记载的各式各样不同的人是如何来看待耶稣的。
However, we can also see how the different people in the Bible see Jesus.
我们先来看新约圣经约翰福音一章的二十九节。
Now let's turn to John chapter 1 verse 29.
约翰福音一章二十九节。
John chapter 1 verse 9, verse 29. The next day, John saw Jesus coming towards him and say, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world."
在这里我们看见，哎，有看到经文说看见耶稣。
So we here we see the statement saw Jesus.
我问大家是谁看见啊
？So let me ask you who saw Jesus?
这个约翰是哪个约翰？你们知道吗
？And which John is this?
施洗约翰啊。
He is John the Baptist.
我们再来看另外一节，我们来看约翰福音六章十九节。
Now let's turn to another Bible passage, John chapter 6 verse 19.
约翰福音六章十九节。
John was chapter 6 verse 19. So when they had rowed about 3 or 4 miles, they saw Jesus walking on the sea and drawing near the boat, and they were afraid.
经文说看见耶稣，你们看到了吗？
So here says saw Jesus. Did you see this?
好，为什么先看这两节？
And why do we refer to these two Bible passage?
你们想一想，前一节跟这一节看见耶稣的是什么人？
So let's think about it. Who are those people who saw Jesus?
不是法利赛人，也不是文士人。
And not the Pharisees or the scribe.
也不是那些讨厌耶稣的人。
And not those who hated Jesus.
前面那一节看见的是想要寻求基督的人，对不对？
The previous one is someone who wished to seek for Christ.
我们看到的这十九节也是正在跟随跟效法基督的人。
And verse 19, also those who are emulating and following Christ.
我问大家，他们有没有都看见耶稣了？
And ask you, have they all seen Jesus?
他们看见的耶稣是同一个耶稣吗？
Are they seeing the same Jesus?
为什么没人摇头跟点头啊？
And how
come 你要想一下。
No nodding or shaking.
前面那一个人看见的耶稣跟这里看见的耶稣是不是同一个？
So whether the first person and the second person, are they seeing the same Jesus?
结果他们看到同样的东西吗？
But are they seeing the same thing?
耶稣永不改变耶。
Jesus will never change.
他们看到的是同一位耶。
So in fact, they see the same
Jesus. 这些人都是在跟随跟寻求神跟耶稣的耶。
All these people are searching and following the Lord Jesus.
就跟我们在座每一个人都一样，你们跟小弟都一样啊。
Just like all of us today, including myself.
但是看到同一个耶稣，感觉完全不一样耶，有没有？不同的角度耶。
Even though they see the same Jesus, but their feeling reaction is completely different.
前一个一看到就说，哎呀，神的羔羊啊。
For the first one, when he saw, he said, O Lamb of God.
啊，这些人呢？哎呀，我的妈，鬼啊。
But here, this group of people, they saw and they were afraid and thought he was a ghost.
各位，你们看到的耶稣是什么？
So, which is the Jesus that you all see?
所以我们利用今天上午两堂短短的时间，小弟带大家再来看多一点。
So, in this morning, I would like to go into further detail with all of you.
我们先来看马可福音三章五节。
Let's turn to Mark chapter 3, verse 5.
马可福音三章五节。
Mark chapter 3, verse 5. And then he had looked around at them with anger, being grieved by the hardness of their hearts. And he said to the man, Stretch out your hand. And he stretched it out, and his hand was restored as whole as the other.
请问各位，你们在这里，你们透过经文看到耶稣。
So through the scripture, you see Jesus.
你们看到耶稣在干嘛？
What is Jesus doing at that time?
Look around at them with anger. Anger. 有注意到吗？
So did you notice it says with anger?
你们要注意到，不要只看到耶稣吧。
So not only you should see Jesus.
我不晓得在你心目中的耶稣会不会生气。
I'm not sure whether in your mind this Jesus that you know whether he will get angry. 那你觉得自己
在祷告的时候被耶稣瞪着你的，请举手。
Have you ever felt that during prayer the Lord is actually staring at you? If you have this, please raise your hand.
感谢主，标准答案只有我一个，因为我常常觉得耶稣对我生气呀。
And I thank the Lord. Only I felt that often Christ Jesus is angry at me.
我觉得我哪里做不好，想不好了。我趴在他面前，我都觉得耶稣 look at me with anger. You know? 你们有吗？
So have you had this feeling before?
在你们的心目中，耶稣是不是永远都不会生气呀？
In your heart, do you think that Jesus will never get angry?
我告诉各位，在很多基督徒朋友的心目中啊，那个耶稣是永远不可能生气的，你知道吗？
In many minds of the Christian, they felt that Jesus will never ever get angry.
我们再来看马可福音十章十四节。
Let's again turn to Mark chapter 10, verse 14.10 verse 14. But when Jesus saw it, he was greatly displeased and said to them, "Let the little children come to me and do not forbid them, for of such is the kingdom of God."
你们看见耶稣怎么了？
So what happened to Jesus here?
恼怒，对不对？
He was greatly displeased.
好了，这个跟刚才差不多了，我们不讲了。
And we will not go into detail.
我不是要改变你们心目中的耶稣，我是要你们。去看见完整的耶稣。
I'm not trying to change the image you have for Jesus, but I'm trying to.
还没完，还没完，不是只有生气跟不高兴啊。
So it's not only displeased and being angry.
这是圣经写的哦，不是我掰的哦，这样知道吧
？I didn't make this up because it's written in the Bible.
我们来看马可福音八章十二节。
Mark chapter 8, verse 12.
马可福音八章十二节。
Mark chapter 8 verse 12, and he sighed deeply in his spirit and said, Why does this generation seek a sign? Assuredly I say to you, no sign shall be given to this generation.
那小弟问大家，你们会不会觉得在你心目中的这一个神啊，一定充满智慧，高高在上？
So in your heart, do you feel that this God is almighty and filled with wisdom?
因为在人是不能，在神凡事都能嘛。
Because things that are impossible for man, it is possible for God.
我讲一句台语，可能你听不懂，一个老心仔仔啦，就是 very compose, be composure, you know?
Compulsive 不是？
哦 ，compulsive 对对对，就是很沉着啊， 很镇静啊。
He's actually very, very calm.
好像什么事情都影响不了他。
It seems that he will not be changed by any circumstance.
我的意思是，在你心目中的耶稣是不是毫无情绪啊？
And do you think that Jesus is a God that without any emotion?
来，你们看一看耶稣在这里，你看到耶稣了吗？
And have you seen Jesus from this statement?
耶稣在这里做什么？
And what is Jesus doing there?
Sigh.
So he sighed.
Sigh. 你觉得你跪在他面前的时候？他会不会 sigh 啊？
So do you think that when you kneel before him, will he sigh?
我们再来看路加福音十章二十一节啊。
Luke chapter 10 verse 21.
路加福音十章二十一节。
Luke chapter 10 verse 21. Verse 21. In that hour, Jesus rejoiced in the spirit and said, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and prudent and revealed them to babes. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in your sight.
你们在这里看到耶稣怎么样呢？
So what happened to Jesus here?
Rejoiced, 对不对？
He rejoiced.
那你们有没有想象那个耶稣怎么个 rejoice 法？
And have you ever imagined how does Jesus rejoice?
因为为什么小弟问这个？
And why would I ask this question?
我发觉我过去遇到某些同龄来教会。
In the past, when I met some members who come to church,
然后就不太笑。
And they do not like to smile.
那我以为他在烦恼某些事。
And I thought there is something that is worrying them.
我就关心他说：“哎，你还好吗？你是不是不开心啊？”
So I'll show my concern and say, "Are you okay lately? Are you not happy?"
结果他用这种表情，你怎么会这样问？我很开心呢。
So they give me a very strange expression and say, why do you ask this? I am happy.
那我就对不起，我误解你了。
So I quickly apologize saying, oh, I'm sorry, I'm misunderstood.
然后我就说你开心，你怎么没有笑容啊？
But I said to them,
那个年纪比我大啦。
This is elderly members. I say, if you're happy, why don't you smile?
他说因为圣经写我们要把喜笑变为哀哭。这才是有福的。
And he answered that the Bible says it is blessed if you turn rejoice to mourning.
哎，你们有读过这个经文吗？等一下我们会看哦。
So have you ever read this passage? We'll refer to
it later. 因为神说你们这些在笑的人，你们开始会哭啦。
For he said, the Lord said, for those who are rejoicing and laughing, it will turn to mourning.
所以你们要哭你们哭以后我才会让你们笑所以他来教会都是这样，懂吗？
So you have to cry and mourn, then God will give you a happiness.
这个让我想到那个中古世代欧洲的修道院，那些院士，你晓得吧？
And this reminds me of the monastery in the Middle Ages where the monks would stay there.
Monk. 你认为我们基督徒是 monk 吗？
So do you think that we are just like the monks?
因为有些时候我们觉得一个人好像又生气又大又笑这个人好像 very emotional, you know?
So if you look at someone who will get angry and later on laugh, then you say that this person is very emotional.
我问大家，在你心目中的神是不是一个修道行很高的高佛教高僧
So in your heart, do you see Jesus as someone who will have a great control over his emotion, just like those spiritual men?
在你心目中的耶稣，因为太伟大了。所以他不生气，不叹气，也不笑，就是什么东西都淡淡的。
In your heart, do you feel like Jesus is without emotion? That he will not get angry, he will not sigh, he will not rejoice?
我问大家，你们认为耶稣会不会哈哈大笑？哈哈大笑。
Let me ask you, would Jesus laugh out loud?
不是只有这样子 ，smile。
So not only just smile.
我不要叫大家举手好了，不好意思，你们越来越讨厌我。这个人怎么老是在问我们、考我们呢
？I will not put you again in the spot. Otherwise,
不是，我是问你们在你们的心目中拜耶稣的时候，你那个耶稣会不会哈哈大笑
？So I'm gonna ask you whether would you imagine Jesus will laugh out loud?
我不要翻旧约经文了、啊。你们知道我们的神会高兴到从宝座跳起来。
So I will not refer to the Old Testament scripture. For the Lord will be happy and rejoice that He leaped up from His throne.
我在教会如果这样子，你说这个传道啊啊 problem 啊
？If I was leaping and laughing at church,
这在像传道吗？
那
这样子
，this preacher he has a problem. He
doesn't look like a preacher. 我现在告诉各位，不是我啊，是我们的神啊。
But I'm telling you, it's our God.
你自己去找啊。
And you can look for this scripture yourself.
他看见我们在地面上哭，他就跟着伤心；他看见我们高兴了。我们在这里拍拍手，他天上跳起来耶。
When he sees us sad, he will be sorrowful. But when he sees us happy, he will leap out from his throne.
各位，你记住，我们的神不是偶像啊。
Because our God is not like an idol.
我们说是又真又活，我们继续看，还没看完呢。
He is a God that is alive and living.
我常常想，我跟耶稣在一起的时候，我会讲笑话给他听啊。
And I often felt that when I was with Jesus, I will share with him some humor.
我不知道你们怎么跟随，我是觉得。我跟主说：“主啊，我要常常跟在你身边。”
So I said to the Lord, Lord, I wish to be by your side always.
然后跟在他身边，我总需要坐下来吃鱼吃饼吧。
And I'll need to eat fish and eat bread.
然后我会讲一些笑话给他听，我想他会笑到肚子痛啊。
And I will share with him some humorous things, and I'm sure he will laugh out loud.
这个是我非常怕又最尊敬的神，但是这是我跟随的主耶稣。
I fear this God and I revere Him, but this is the Jesus that I follow.
不止这样，我们再来看约翰福音十一章三十三节。
Let's turn to John 11 verse 33.
三十三到三十五节。
John 11 33 to 35. Therefore, when Jesus saw her weeping and the Jews who came with her weeping, he groaned in the spirit and was troubled. 34. And he said.Where have you laid him? And they say to him, Lord, come and see. 35. Jesus wept.
你们看到耶稣怎么了？
So what happened to Jesus here?
Wept.
He wept.
How he wept? 怎么个 wept 法？你们有没有人要表演一下？
So how did Jesus wept? Any one of us would like to demonstrate?
所以是这样淡淡的流眼泪。
Is he just weeping silently?
耶稣哭的时候可不是这么有气质哦。
But I can assure you, he will not be such in such control.
我们的主会怎么哭？你们知道吗？
Why would Jesus wept? Do you know the reason?
我们来看希伯来书五章七节。
Hebrew 5 verse 7.
希伯来书五章七节。
Hebrew 5 7. Verse 7.Who in the days of his flesh, and he had offered up prayers and supplication with vehement cries and tears to him who was able to save him from death, and was heard because of his godly fear.
这里这一个版本的翻译啊，就是 cries and tears， 对不对？
So here in the translation, we see the words cries and tears.
其实在很多其他的版本，还有两千年前的原来的经文是怎么写
？However, what are other translation and also the original text states?
叫做 cry out loudly， 这样知道吧
？So in fact, it says cried out loudly.
是哭到啊，我们台语有一句话比较形容，但是讲出来没有用。哭到凄惨落魄，就是哭到又是一把鼻涕，又是一把眼泪，又是大哭喊叫啊
！So the description is something that we would think of as cry to the point that you are shedding a lot of tears.
哭到好像你最爱的丈夫跟妻子在你眼前死掉那种样子啊
！To the point that it seems like someone you love, your husband or your wife, have died.
这是谁
？So who is this?
耶稣。
It is Jesus.
我带大家看这些到底目的是什么？
So why is the reason of us reading these passages?
因为我常常有时候啊，觉得，因为我们心目中那个耶稣啊，好像不太像圣经写的耶。
At times, Jesus we have in our heart is very different to how the Bible described him.
然后所以呢，我们常常就无形中找了一个看不到的框架， 在看我们旁边的弟兄姐妹，在看这些传道长老执事，在看我们家里面的这些人呢。
And therefore, we will often categorize people, the brothers and sisters around us, the preachers, and also our family members.
我过去这二十年遇到有一些同龄啊，告诉我说：“哎呦，我们家那些人啊，灵修真差。”
Often members in the past 20 years have come to me and say, "My family members are very weak in their spiritual."
就是不祷告、不读经、灵修才那么差啦。
Because they do not read the Bible, they do not pray.
我就听他们讲说，哎，为什么你这么说呢
？So I was wondering why do they say things about their family in such a way?
我小弟当传道之后，他们也告诉我。
So after I became a preacher, they too come and tell me.
说啊，传道你来我家啦，你跟我先生说啦，你跟我太太说啦。
They invite me to their home and say, "You need to say this to my husband. You need to say this to my wife."
哦，有时候就这个不高兴，那个生气。
So they're not happy about one thing and angry about the other.
哎，我就问他说，那你觉得？哦，那我就问他为什么不高兴，为什么生气呀
？And then I asked them the reason what make them angry, what make them upset.
当然有些是自己发生的，有些根本就是你搞出来的。
Often,
你让你惹他生气呀。
Often lots of cases, they are the one who cause other people to become angry.
我还看过有一个，这是不好的事，我先说了，有个太太被她先生打。
And there was an incident in which a wife was hit by her husband.
圣经说这个不可以。
And the Bible tells us that.
可是我就问说，那为什么你先生打你呢
？So I ask her, why would your husband hit you?
他让我很生气呀，太太说他让我很生气呀。
So the wife answered, because he made me angry.
我就说哈，那你打我啊，你打我啊，你打我啊。
So I said to her, then you just hit me. Try hit me.
结果他一直叫，一直叫，一直叫，本来先生不打他的，突然就啪。结果她来哭给我听啊。
Oh, in fact, what happened was because she tried to agitate the husband and say, "You tried hit me and hit me." So the more she said that, eventually the husband did hit her.
这两个都有错啊。
So in fact, both parties are wrong.
结果她告状到教会来说，我先生这个不是基督徒。
But then she came to church and complained that my husband is unchristian-like.
小弟是想问你们，你们所谓的基督徒那个 model 是什么啊？
But what are you thinking if you're thinking about a model of a Christian?
是不会大声哭的吗
？Is it someone that will not cry out loud?
也不会，啊叫 look at you with anger 的吗
？Is it someone who will not look at you with anger?
我当传道要是 look at you with anger 啊，你会说 I'm bad preacher， 对不对
？If I'm a preacher, I'm look at you with anger. You would think that I'm a bad preacher.
不行啊，我们标准的传道就是。Never looking at me with anger， 这样才对嘛，对不对
？So the model standard preacher is someone who will never look at you with anger。
不是，我要问你们心目中的那个 standard frame 是什么
？So what is the standard frame you have？
你知道我们真耶稣教会常常举办灵修会吗？有听过吗
？In our church，
各式各样的灵修会
，often has spiritual cultivation， spiritual seminars。
有圣职人员灵修会。
Seminars for the divine.
有职务人员灵修会。
Seminars for the council members.
有姐妹夫妇灵修会，好多好多灵修会。
And for the married couple, seminars for marriage week.
小弟要问你们灵修会的目的是什么
？So what is the purpose of having all these spiritual meetings?
你说传道那还要讲，就是让我们灵修越来越好啊。
So of course you say this is so that our spiritual life will improve.
所以是让你灵修到都不会生气。
You will cultivate yourself so that I will never get angry.
也不会叹气。
And will not sigh.
也不会大哭。
And will not cry out loud.
也不能大笑，只能这样，抿着嘴叫这样子。
And will not laugh out loud. And you can only.
不是，我问你们灵修的目的是什么
？So what is the purpose of spiritual nurture?
我不知道你们啊，我的灵修目的永远没变过，就是像我的主耶稣。
But my spiritual nurture aim is to be like Lord Jesus.
你们刚刚看到耶稣了。
So you have seen how Jesus.
我问你们，耶稣灵修不好吗
？Is it Jesus?
因为他还没死，还没升天，所以灵修不够，是这样子吗
？Is because he have not died and ascended to heaven, so he had bad spiritual nurture?
我的意思是，各位啊，该把你心中的那个框架拿掉。
So I ask everyone to take away this perception you have of the Lord in your heart.
我们看见耶稣生气了。
We see how Jesus get angry.
因为他发觉人心太硬都不改变。
Because he see how hard the heart of man can be.
我们看见耶稣不高兴了。
We see Jesus was not pleased.
因为他看见他的门徒自作主张，没有办法理解他的心。
Because he saw how the disciples cannot understand his heart.
该注意的不注意，不该注意的设了一堆规矩，他不高兴啊。
And they do not place importance on things that matters, but set a lot of rules for other things.
我们看见耶稣叹息了。
So Jesus sighed.
因为他看到人总是往错误的方向奔跑，还以为他们行得对。
For they will run towards the error path, but they thought they are doing the right thing.
我们看到耶稣也很高兴啊。
But we can also see how he rejoiced.
因为他看到天父的旨意仍荣耀彰显出来了。
For he see the will and the glory of God being manifested.
我们看到耶稣哭了。
We also see Jesus wept.
因为他看到人啊，总是被自己的生活绑住，在这里面迷惘跟疑惑。
For he can see how people have been bounded by all their anxiety and sorrow in life.
我们看见耶稣这一切反应。
We can see how Jesus react.
不像我们人啊，总是为了常常为了自己的事跟自己的事情在做这些反应。
Unlike us, we often worry about things that matter to us.
我们看到耶稣更是为了神的事以及周边的人来反应。
But for Jesus, he felt emotion for the things of God and also for people around him.
其实耶稣也期待我们这样子诶。
But this is what the Lord wants us to do.
所以我刚刚讲啊，有些经文好像说不应该笑啊，应该哭啊。
Just like we mentioned before, some verses might say we should mourn rather than rejoice.
我们来看雅各书四章九节。
James chapter 4 verse 9.
雅各书四章九节。
James chapter 4 verse 9. Lament and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to gloom.
诶，经文是这样写对不对？那是要你笑还是哭啊？
So when you read this passage, is it telling us to be happy or to be sorrowful?
各位，小弟告诉你哈，如果你没有圣灵，然后读圣经都只读自己喜欢的经节，你就会觉得要哭。
Someone without the Holy Spirit and also read according to your own feeling, then you will say this is telling you to weep.
如果你有圣灵，读圣经不是只读几节，而是读整个 context。你就知道这个你指的是什么。
But if you have the Holy Spirit and you read in context, then you'll know what this verse actually means.
这个你们指的是前几节那一些犯罪在情欲里面不符合神旨意的那些人呢。
The you refer to those people who do not follow the will of God and those who have sinned.
各位，你今天来参加灵恩会的，照理说你们都是神最喜欢、符合神心意，也应该是做对的事的人啊。
So today, all of us who are attending the spiritual convocation are those who are pleasing to God and do things that is right in the eyes of God.
那我们是要笑还是哭呢？
So should we rejoice or should we mourn?
我们来看路加福音六章二十一节。
Luke chapter 6, 21.
路加福音六章二十一节。
Luke chapter 6, verse 21. Blessed are you who hunger now, for you shall be filled. Blessed are you who weep now, for you shall laugh.
所以我们现在是要爱哭还是要喜笑？
So are we supposed to weep now or are we supposed to laugh?
耶稣说爱哭的人才有福啊，没有说笑的人有福啊。
Here Jesus say, blessed are you who weep. He did not say, blessed are you who laugh.
你要知道耶稣这里讲的你们是谁？你们看 context， 你们看得出来吗
？So in a context is you. Who did Jesus refer to？
是指的在生活当中有患难，还没有得到神恩典的那些人呢
？He's referring to those who are feeling trouble in their life and have not yet received.
是指的那些坐满了山上，还没有决定要信耶稣的那些人呢
？Are those multitudes who are seated on the mountain and have not yet believed in Jesus？
所以神说，你们坐在这里听啊，我告诉你，你们快要笑啦。
So Jesus is telling them that now you're seated here listening, you will laugh eventually.
因为我就是那一位来要让你们笑的人啊。
Because I'm the person who will come to make you rejoice, to make you laugh.
所以我们看箴言，旧约圣经箴言十五章的十三节。
Let's turn to Proverbs 15 verse 13.
箴言十五章十三节。
Proverbs 15 verse 13. A merry heart makes a cheerful countenance, but by sorrow of heart the spirit is broken.
圣灵不是说圣灵的果实之一不就是喜乐吗？
Isn't it one of the fruit of the Holy Spirit is joy?
好了，小弟的意思是说不要搞错了。
But what I mean is we should not misunderstand.
有时候我们读圣经，以为自己读得很认真啊，乱读一通，都没有看清楚圣经在写什么。
Sometimes when we read the Bible, we do not fully understand what it actually means.
神到底希望我们成为什么样的人？我们现在要做一个小结论哦。
And now we should make a conclusion. What type of person the Lord wants us to be?
我们来看罗马书十二章的十五节。
Romans chapter 12, verse 15.
神的灵告诉我们应当要这样。
And this is what the Spirit of the Lord tells us we ought to be.
罗马书十二章的十五节。
Romans chapter 12 verse 15. Rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep.
这个叫做什么呢？这个叫做希望我们能够正确判断，而且成为有同理心的人。
So this is telling us that we need to make the right judgment and to be able to feel the feeling of others.
时间关系，我们不翻马太福音十一章的经节。主耶稣说啊，主耶稣曾经说过啊，我们在吹笛子的时候，你们不跳舞。
And in Matthew chapter 11, the Lord once said that when someone is playing the flute, no one is dancing.
我们在哭的时候，你也不捶胸。
But then when someone is crying, no one beat their chest in mourning.
就是有些人啊，我们不要。有些人永远只为自己活啦。
Because there are some people who always live.Only for themselves.
他都不在乎旁边这些人到底是什么感受，他们状况怎么样。
They do not,
不关我的事。
They do not care how other people around them feel or how they are going. They only think about themselves.
跟随耶稣的人不是这样子的。
But someone who follows the Lord Jesus should not be like this.
甚至我们来到教会这里不是为了抱团取暖而已耶。
When we come to church, it's just not for the social gathering.
我知道大家来教会很快乐啊。
I know that everyone come to church and will feel happy.
但是有没有想到外面那一些？还在哭的人呢、啊、
？But have you thought of people outside who are still crying and weeping?
所以今天让大家看到这个耶稣，意思就是什么？我们不要随便用人家笑不笑、哭不哭、做什么事情来怎么样来论断。
So what we have learned today is do not judge someone based on the emotion they show, whether they are crying or they're rejoicing.
我们来看马太福音七章一节。
Matthew chapter 7 verse 1.
马太福音七章一节。
Matthew chapter 7 verse 1. Judge not that you not be judged.
那各位什么叫 judge?
So what does it mean by judge?
诶，这个 judge 英文好像也可以翻成论断或判断吧。
So this judge can be to discern or to judge whether it's right or wrong.
主耶稣说的不要论断人，就是啊，不要因为一个人的表现你喜不喜欢。然后就说他灵修不好啦，是不是好基督徒啦？是不好的基督徒啦。
So what Jesus meant is do not base on how a person react or how he conduct himself, to decide whether this is a good Christian or not, or have good spiritual nature.
然后更不要因为这样就说哦，我看那种人没办法上天国啦。
And also never say that such a person cannot enter into heavenly kingdom.
然后甚至还来找我们的执事说啊
，and will not come to our minister and report.
说怎么教会会让这种人来当基督徒呢
？And saying that how can such a person be a Christian？
耶稣的意思是你现在不要审判。
So what Jesus meant is do not judge, as in putting.
什么叫审判？你做出了一个对错之后，还把后果都带进来了。
And when you have deciphered whether it's right or wrong, and you put in the final judgment into it.
现在在教会里面啊，表现再差的，我都不敢说他不能上天国啊。
And in the church today, even though a member have bad conduct, I will never say that this person will not go to heaven.
现在在我身边，我觉得那一些很敬虔、表现很好的，我也不敢保证他上天国啊。
And contrary on those who are performing very good, I cannot guarantee that they will definitely enter into the heavenly kingdom.
我怎么知道他？在断气之前会不会突然悔改呢
？And I never knew before you leave this world whether you will repent or not.
我怎么知道他做了一辈子好基督徒，突然在断气之前做了一件神最不喜悦的事呢
？And you also do not know someone have been good Christian all their life, but before they pass away, they did something that is displeasing in the eyes of God.
耶稣的意思是叫我们不要去审判，因为审判的时候还没有来。
So Jesus is telling us not to make a judgment because the day of judgment has not come.
可是我们看路加福音七章四十三节哦。
Luke chapter 7 verse 43.
路加福音七章四十三节。
Luke 7:43. Simon answered and said, "I suppose the one whom he forgave more." And he said to him, "You have rightly judged."
这里是这个字哦。这翻得很好，因为原文也是这个字 ，krino。
So the original word also have this meaning of judge.
前面耶稣才叫你不要怎么样 judge， 对不对
？So therefore Jesus said to us, do not judge.
然后这里又肯定一个人。You have rightly judged. 到底是怎么样啊？耶稣。
So here, he reassured this person, say, you have rightly judged.
现在我要简单讲哦，所以神希望我们每一个圣徒要很会判断，但是要很不会审判呐。
So what Jesus wants all of us Christians to do to be able to decide the good and wrong, but not to pass the final judgment.
我发觉我们有时候基督徒当颠倒了。
And sometimes our role as a Christian had reversed.
现在问你说他说的这句话对跟不对啊？而不要问我，我不知道。
And sometimes when you're trying to make a judgment whether the person said something right or wrong, and you say, "Don't ask me, I do not know."
你觉得他现在做的这些事好跟不好啊？而不可以论断人。
Or when you need to decide whether something people did is good or bad, and you say, "No, I should not judge."
不是啊，那个叫做什么？那个叫做自扫门前雪啊，怕惹麻烦啊。
But this is not what it means because this such a person is do not want to get themselves into any trouble and they do not like to interfere.
神把他的话赐给我们哈，让我们在对于世界上所有的事都开始有一个对跟错的标准。
But the Lord have given us His word so that we can decipher things matter of this world whether it is right or wrong.
如果我们是好基督徒的时候，我们不会说。不用，不要问我，我不知道。
As a good Christian,
不知道你就是不好的基督徒。
As a good Christian, you should never say, don't ask me, I do not know.
可是我们要很会判断，照着神的是跟非来判断。
But we need to judge a matter according to the right and wrong of the standard of God.
他说的这个话是对的。
Something that they say is correct.
他说的这些话不符合圣经。
Or something that they say is not in accordance to the Bible.
他做的这些事啊，是神喜悦的。
And the things that they did is pleasing in the eyes of God.
他做的这些事啊，照圣经的标准应该不对。
Or looking at another matter, what they did according to the standard of the Bible is not right.
神要我们这样子哦。
God wants us to be able to decipher.
可是我们不要觉得说。所以那种人就不会得救，这种人才会得救，不可以这样子啊。
However, what we should not do is judge that this group of people can be saved or the other group of people can be saved.
那就说啊，就那种人最适合信耶稣，那种人不适合信耶稣，这样不可以啊。
Or to judge that this group of people can be a Christian or the other group should not be a Christian.
不要用一个看不见的 frame 框架，常常去看别人。
We should not put an invisible frame or lens to see other people.
主耶稣说啊，你在看人家眼中有刺，那你眼中那一根大木头呢？你怎么看不见呢
？As the Lord Jesus also said that you see the speck in other people's eyes, but not the plank in your own eyes.
我们宁愿啊，对其他人的看法都是跟耶稣一样的就好了。
We will rather see other people in the lens of the Lord Jesus.
我们宁愿在每天的祷告当中都一直看见自己眼中有多少刺啊。
Hopefully, every day in our prayer, we can see how much speck is in our own eyes.
这个可能讲不完。